This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Later tonight, Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas is scheduled to meet in Jerusalem with Israeli Ariel Sharon. They're expected to discuss efforts to revive the peace process, although Israel has yet to accept the U.S.-backed plan known as the roadmap. The Sharon government wants changes to that plan. Palestinians want to see the roadmap implemented as is. Also, Palestinians are dealing with the sudden resignation of a senior negotiator. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
News that Saeb Erekat, perhaps the best-known Palestinian negotiator, had handed in his resignation revived concern about the divisions between Prime Minister Abbas and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Erekat is considered an Arafat loyalist, who was only added to Abbas's cabinet as Minister for Negotiations after a struggle. Erekat denied resigning because Abbas had excluded him from tonight's meeting, but his fellow cabinet minister Nabil Shaath said both Arafat and Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, believe that was the cause.
I know from Abu Mazen and President Arafat that this was a protest for not involving him in the meeting with Mr. Sharon.
Abbas goes into tonight's meeting insisting that Israel accept the roadmap, which outlines steps leading to the creation of a Palestinian state in 3 years. But Israeli Foreign Minister Silvan Shalom says Israel has 14 proposed amendments to the roadmap. And recent comments by Prime Minister Sharon suggest that he has no intention of evacuating Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Spokesman Zalman Shaval told Israeli television that for Israel, it's a matter of Palestinians first proving that they mean business by cracking down on Hamas and other armed factions.
Look, once we are actually engaged in negotiations with the Palestinians, once the Palestinians follow through with regard to security and so on, everything can be on the table, including the possibility of dismantling settlements, but not at this stage.
But on another major issue, the right of millions of Palestinian refugees to return to what is now the State of Israel, the Sharon government takes the opposite position, demanding that Palestinians give up that right long before the Israelis even discuss the dismantling of settlements. For many Palestinians, these circumstances leave little room for optimism. Palestinian lawmaker Abdeljawad Saleh believes tonight's meeting is a mistake, and Palestinians should take a lesson from 7 years ago, the last time they were asked to crack down on Hamas and other factions.
You know, Arafat was able to crush Hamas in 96, but the Israelis didn't give him anything. Now they want Abu Mazen to crush Hamas even before opening the closures and the siege. It is a stupidity that reaches calamity to give Sharon a cover that there is negotiations with him.
Analysts on both sides agree that Sharon is unlikely to make any concessions before he visits with President Bush in Washington on Tuesday. But tonight's meeting may revive security talks aimed at replacing Israeli tanks in the northern Gaza Strip with Palestinian security forces. Analyst Khalil Shikaki says his surveys show the Palestinian public is now more supportive than it has been in years of a crackdown against Hamas, not just a ceasefire. But he says that support exists only in the context of a mutual cessation of violence, and Israel has shown no sign of ending its military operations in the West Bank and Gaza. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.